This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, June the 27th. I am Marilyn Weston, and once again, you're going to get it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Congratulations and thank you to all of you who've done your part to stop the spread of COVID-19. Thank you for washing your hands, for using a tissue when it's needed, for wearing a mask when you can't physically distance safely 6 feet, for basically doing all the small things to beat COVID-19. Complying with all these simple things has moved us in Toronto to stage two. Henry Ford once said, "Coming together is a beginning, keeping together is progress, and working together, success." The whole world is focused on defeating COVID-19. We've come together and followed the guidance we've been given, and now we see progress. Continue your efforts. Don't be cavalier now that we see progress. Look forward to achieving stage three and continue to do your part to stay safe and defeat the spread of the virus. There is a new normal, but it can bring success and good outcomes. Change sometimes is positive. We all can do our little part, and it does count. I've changed my business model at my store, Marilyn's. Now, any woman interested in pulling together her wardrobe can have the special experience of having an entire shop open just for her, by appointment. She'll have me as the wardrobe doctor, as her personal stylist. I'll be there to guide her and help her pull a positive, comfortable wardrobe together. It can start with organizing your closet and then building on core items that you've selected from what you already have. You'll leave with a current look that keeps you comfortable, that fits your lifestyle, your body, and your mind. I've dressed a client this past Saturday, and she lost 2 sizes and needed to refresh her look. She and her mom have followed a diet, and both of them have been my clients for years. So they had me for the afternoon. They each built their wardrobes and accomplished their mission, and they're happy, and I'm happy. My store is fair value priced. We carry Up pants made in Canada, Joseph Ribkoff items that I personally curate made in Canada, and we have an assortment of samples and items that are one of a kind. Women size 2 to 22 can be happy in my store. And once we get acquainted, I can be your personal stylist and shopper. To find out more, all you need to do is call me at 416-504-6777. Let it ring till you hear my voice, and then leave your name and number, and I will get back to you. Each member of my From a Woman's Perspective team has adapted to the new normal, and each of us will accommodate your needs. You can have a complimentary, no-obligation consultation with any of us. Ask your questions and gain confidence to take positive action as you're ready. Today, Darren Farwell will explain how to shockproof your income for retirement. Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic will explain how to deal with migraine naturally. Dr. Vivian Brown, author of A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, will give us immunization awareness. Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile will help us ease our anxiety as we move forward. And others of the team are bringing happy stories and tips so we can be empowered from a woman's perspective. So after a couple of short messages, we'll get started. I am Marilyn Weston, and you are definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective starting right now.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh. will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Wealth Advisor Darren Farwell gives us solid advice on investing for retirement. Good morning, Darren. Last Saturday, you gave us some help to shockproof our retirement income. What do you have for us today?
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, we certainly have had our fair share of shocks lately. Fortunately, we've got some patios open this weekend, so maybe we can drink away a few of the sorrows. One of the shocks that was keeping Sheila up at night in particular was her fear of how what's going on in the economy, the stock market, and even out there with the virus, how is this going to affect her income? See, Sheila's retired and a widow. She's quite self-sufficient and independent, and I'm sure she could call her kids and ask for some money if she needed to, but she certainly doesn't want to do that. Sheila called me in May because she was starting to feel uncomfortably anxious. Now, as a matter of fact, we had just met in early February. We meet at least twice a year with all of our clients. It's just part of our personal roadmap process. However, I think we can all agree a lot has happened since early February. When Sheila called, well, number one, I thanked her for reaching out. I mean, the whole idea of working with a professional advisor in the first place is to have someone you can talk to. Importantly, someone who listens and understands and can help. So if you don't have someone who listens well and tries to understand, maybe look for someone else. Sheila's 74 years old. She lives in a lovely condo in the West End of Toronto. She has good friends, loves to travel, enjoys the arts, in particular theater and opera. This lifestyle isn't inexpensive. She spends, according to her financial plan, which we do for all of our clients, is about $110,000 a year. Sheila was worried that the stock market downs, the prospect of a recession, might mean she'd have to spend less. So we reviewed. I asked, Sheila, do you still have that emergency fund? 3 months of living expenses set aside, because research has proven that people need some money, not too much, but they're each person has their own amount that they need to have set aside comfortably in a bank account, close at hand, sort of as a security blanket. And if you don't have that, it actually affects your feelings of safety and your desire to get it. Sheila said yes. Her emergency money was there. In fact, it built up a bit. So we ended up moving the excess to something that would earn a bit more money for her. So check. Number one, emergency fund intact. Then I asked Sheila, pull out your monthly statement for your income account. Is the money you have in that account enough to provide you with 3 years worth of your income needs? Sheila said, well, I'm spending about $100,000 a year, but 40 of that comes from my government and teacher's pension. So I really only need $60,000 from that account. And okay, there's more than enough for 3 years, actually almost four. And I asked her whether the value of that account, whether she'd noticed whether the value of that account had sort of gone up and down during those very volatile months in February and March. Sheila said she had noticed and answered that there was hardly any impact on that account at all. So check mark number two, 3 years worth of income needs in safe, low investments to help pay that regular monthly income need. We call that portion of your portfolio risk off. So it was time. We'd talked a lot, gone through a whole bunch of numbers. It was time to check in with Sheila, see if she was feeling, you know, that the numbers were actually making sense, and whether was it all clear enough? Did I make it clear enough that she was feeling less anxious and more confident? But what she did ask, though, was, well, in the long run, what happens if I need some extra spending money for things like long-term care or in-home care? You know, will I run out of money so I can't afford those things? That's a big question. And in my experience, No matter how much money you make or how much money you have, people ask the question, is it enough? So I reminded Sheila, that's why we have the third bucket for you, your long-term investment grow over time to keep ahead of those killer combos of taxes and inflation. And yes, that investment account is down 2.5% year to date. And that was a lot less than it was in March. But since you began in 2014, your average return net of all costs is 5.2%, well ahead of the 4.5% target in your plan. So that portion of the portfolio for Sheila was there to help ensure over time she can maintain independence in the way she lives, in the things she likes to do, and confidence throughout her lifetime. So check. Number three, a portion of the savings was working to keep ahead of inflation and taxes in a growth account. We call that risk on. At the end of it, Sheila said she actually sounded much happier than she did when we started the conversation. I did ask a few more questions. We discussed a few more things just to make sure that, you know, it all clicked for her and made sense. It's the personal roadmap that creates the structure for your savings that ensures that there won't be any shocks to your income. Three things that make up that structure are: number one, an emergency fund; number two, a risk-off portion of your portfolio to provide regular income; and number three, risk-on for a portion of your savings that can grow and keep you ahead of inflation and taxes over time. Now, Marilyn, just for your information and for From a Women's Perspective listeners, my colleague Leslie, who you hear from regularly, has created a webinar called Shockproofing Your Retirement Income. The portion that I'm talking about today is stage two of Leslie's presentation, Shockproofing Your Retirement Income. We do have a copy of the webinar, Shockproofing Your Retirement Income, that we can make available to any of our From a Woman's Perspective listeners who would like to get an emailed copy of that webinar. Feel free to send us an email at thefarwellgroup.ca, or we're always here to take your call, 416-863-7501.
Thank you, Darren. I look forward to continuing our conversation next Saturday. Now, after giving us the common triggers for migraine last week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl will discuss ways to reduce migraine today and do that so it's reduced naturally. Then we'll hear happy stories from hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and our very own Cupid will join us, matchmaker Linda Miller, and she'll have a happy story as well. I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Alopecia, thinning hair, chemotherapy. There are many causes of hair loss, but only one place that gives you the type of care and hair replacement solutions you deserve. Capilia, truly you in Mississauga. For a free consultation, visit trulyyou.ca.
Now Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us, and she's promised to give us six natural ways to reduce migraine. So good morning, Dr. Rosendahl.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, I wanted to continue our discussion about migraines and give you some six ways to address migraines. And one of the key things, of course, is, you know, especially with the COVID issue, people are not really consistent with the routine. So a daily routine is really, really important. Our bodies actually function best with a consistent food and sleep routine. So instead of skipping lunch to finish work or staying late to do something else or skipping on our water intake, really keeping a regular schedule of eating and sleeping is really, really important. And I suggest as well, the second one is to keep a migraine diary. So keeping a migraine diary for about 1 or 3 months, it actually helps you to reveal some of your migraine triggers. And of course, we're getting into the summer months, so sometimes, you know, we're getting outside more, the weather is changing. So being aware of these kind of triggers can be really be helpful. And there's actually apps that people can use on the internet. There's something called the Canadian Migraine Tracker or Migraine Monitor. And it helps you actually, instead of writing it down, keep it close to you on your phone, for example. The third one is yoga and relaxation. Stress and migraines are very, very closely linked, and regular yoga practice can actually help reduce anxiety and really help our body reduce our upper body tension, and it really helps to improve circulation and promotes relaxation. The fourth one, of course, is a nutrient-rich diet. We recommend that people eat, you know, nutrient-rich, focusing on fruits and vegetables, and being aware that if they're adding any new products or supplements, to really check with their naturopathic doctor to make sure that's not going to be a contributing factor. I do often use herbal medicine. That's the fifth one. And there's various different kinds of products out there. People maybe have used things like feverfew or ginger. These are sort of ancient herbal migraine remedies, but there's many other products out there. And of course, we have to look at the individual patient and look at any other medication or issues that they're suffering from. So we usually try to find the best solution for them and the best herbal combination. And then the last one is, I had mentioned that often food sensitivities can be food triggers. So we can actually identify food triggers by doing food sensitivity testing for the patients. And that's usually done through a blood test. We send patients to a lab and we can get the results in about 2 weeks and really highlight those specific foods that might be causing triggers. And often with patients, it's a combination of sometimes hormones and food triggers that they might not have realized a specific food is actually contributing to their migraines.
So basically, we can get to the root of the problem and identify why the migraines are happening with your help, and then we can address it and reduce the fact that we can reduce migraine. So if someone wants to talk to you about their migraine problem and get to the root of their problem and solve it, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, or they can email me at info@thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So if you're suffering from migraine, you can deal with it naturally. Call Dr. Betty Rosendahl for your complimentary consultation, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, from his new location at 702 Coxwell Avenue, that's Coxwell and Danforth opposite the subway, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazdin joins us with a happy story. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week, we discussed a gentleman with his rechargeable hearing aids that are custom made and fitted to his ears. So this week, I wanted to kind of expand on this concept a little bit further with the more popularity of rechargeable hearing aids. Now, just a little bit of history. Rechargeable hearing aids have been out for quite some time, but the battery technology wasn't all that great, where, you know, people were getting somewhere between 8 and 10 hours out of a battery, where everyone was supposed to, in theory, get upwards of 16 to 18 hours. The reality was much different than what the specifications were saying. Now, the battery technology has significantly improved with the use of lithium ion batteries. So with these improvements in battery technology, huge, huge benefits are now possible. So here are kind of some of the benefits. Now, a rechargeable battery, the new lithium ion ones, have roughly a 5-year to 6-year battery life, which means you don't have to worry about the battery breaking down and needing to be serviced all too frequently. You get a full charge for your battery in about 3 to 4 hours, which is massive. And you're getting hours of roughly about 18 to 20 hours reality with a rechargeable battery. You're also getting improved moisture resistance. So your hearing aid tends to break down less because there's no open ports for moisture and oils and debris to get in, which then ultimately means less wear and tear on the hearing aids. So overall, with using the new lithium ion batteries, you're getting a better hearing aid, much more durability, and generally a very robust system. Now, which brings me to my happy story. It's about a couple. Their names are Marge and Ray. Now, Ray used to change the battery for Marge, but now he's having some difficulties with his hands and with his eyes. So it's becoming a little bit harder for Marge to work with her hearing aids that use regular batteries, simply because Ray is having a tough time with his fingers and his eyes. So what we did for Marge is we set her up with a brand new set of hearing aids, which are use the lithium ion rechargeable batteries. And now no longer is changing the batteries a problem for Marge. Ray can kind of take a little bit of a break from changing batteries. So that is our happy story for today, and I wanted to share that with you. Now, in order for people to get in touch with us, you always ask, so I'm going to tell you. The best way to get in touch with us to talk about hearing aids or your hearing, to get a free hearing test, is to pick up the phone and call 416-754-4327. I'll repeat that again, 416-754-4327. We have two locations, one at Coxwell and Danforth at our new location at 702 Coxwell, and the other one is located at the Parkway Mall, which is at Victoria Park and Ellesmere, very close to the highway, very easy to access, and it is fully accessible at that location.
Thank you, Edmund. I look forward to having another happy story next week. Now, if you realize that you don't want to be alone and you're ready to meet someone new, our From a Woman's Perspective Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, joins us today. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I did actually have a cute story today. I had a gentleman, his name is Frank, and he joined a couple months before the COVID thing started, and really very attractive Irish guy from Belfast, which my mother's from Belfast, so I can't resist an Irishman, I must say. I've had his clients, but he was in very good shape. And he wanted to meet somebody. He said, you know, Linda, I've traveled. I've been around. I I'm in my 80s. I want a companion. I want somebody to do activities with. I want someone to, you know, go down to the local pub and have a meal and a drink together in the evening. He says, I'm really not looking to travel the world anymore. And, it's a bit of an unusual request because a lot of women like to travel. So anyway, I found a woman for him. Her name is Jane, and she's a sweetie and also in good shape, about his age. And she feels a little bit similarly about traveling. She again has done quite a bit of traveling and is sort of ready to just enjoy Canada at this point. And so the two of them met, and they're getting along famously, and I'm just delighted by them. And that's one of the things, is I always love to sit down and get to know my clients. These days I'm doing either Skype or phone or FaceTime interviews, and it's a little bit different, but it isn't really, because I get a chance to talk to people and really get to know them and find out more about them. And anyway, if you're interested in talking a little bit more about it, I'm not a high pressure person. My phone number in Toronto is 416-777-6302. My website is mistyriverintros.com. There's also a chat feature on our website, which a lot of people like because they're not quite ready to make that phone call, but they'd like to ask a few questions. So you're chatting with a real person. So when you get on there, you just ask any questions you might have. But as I said, I'm free to do an interview with you, and there's no obligation. It doesn't cost you anything or make you join if you do an interview with me, and happy to talk to you at any time. So again, it's 416-777-6302.
Thank you, Linda. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Now, women's health expert, author of the best-selling book, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us, and she'll give us a tip on health and actually create awareness about immunization. Then realtor Melanie Martin will give us a deal of the week and a little more of a glimpse of life north of Toronto. Lots more to come, all from a woman's perspective, with me, Marilyn Weston, and my team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And week to week, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us. She's a women's health expert, an award-winning family physician, and the author of the best-selling book, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. And I'm happy to say she's back with us this week, and I'm looking forward to learning more from her. So good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Nice to be here.
Pleasure always to have you. So what are we learning about today?
Well, what I wanted to talk about was a guide that has come out from the National Advisory Committee on Immunization, and this is our national body that gives Public Health Canada immunization advice. And this body has come out to remind us that while we don't have an immunization for COVID, and we talked about whether when we get one, will it be mandatory or not, but we do have lots of other immunizations and clear schedules to receive those immunizations. And what our guide says is that we want to avoid disruption of immunization because it makes you, your family, and your community much more vulnerable to diseases. I want to share with you some really disturbing information that there have been more than 60 new cases of polio in Pakistan as people have stopped immunizing. And we don't want any outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases, diseases like measles, mumps, chickenpox, whooping cough, which is pertussis. We know that we've got a clear schedule and we should be immunizing on time for these various diseases, whether it's infants and toddlers or kids going to university or more mature adults. There are schedules, and what this national guideline, what NACI and Immunize Canada have advised, is that we should be following the schedules. So if you're due for tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis as an adult, if you're due for shingles or pneumonia, depending on what you're due for, you should see your doctor even at this time and be immunized. And that was the guide that came out for all doctors across Canada just recently. Call your doctor and get your immunizations if you're due.
Well, you're very clear about that. And you have a full chapter on the value of vaccines in your book, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. So thank you for the solid advice. And thank you for your book, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I know it empowers women to take charge of their health. And the book is a bestseller now and available across Canada. I have a few signed copies at my store, Marilyn's, and you're welcome to call me if you want me to mail you a copy. 416-504-6777. If it's a signed copy, you can give it as a gift to someone else. It's quite precious. I've kept mine, Dr. Brown. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn.
So we will learn more from Dr. Brown next week, but the value of vaccines is important. And if you're not aware of it, this book will help you appreciate it. A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Ask for it, read it, and be empowered yourself. Thanks again, Dr. Brown.
Thank you.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, realtor Melanie Martin is here to entice us with her deal of the week, just 1 hour north of Toronto. Good morning, Melanie. What do you have for us today?
Hi, Marilyn. Yeah, today I'd like to chat about country living just west of Orillia, actually, which is only about an hour north of the GTA. The area I'm speaking of is actually just west of Orillia, and it's close to Bass Lake, actually, where I spent most of my summer vacations as a child. Now, I'd highly recommend escaping the city to live in an area that offers like over half-acre lots and all the amenities of small-town living just outside Orillia. So you're close to hospitals, rec centers, and other facilities, shopping. Orillia has a lovely boardwalk on Lake Coochiching. But as I said, we've got marinas there. You've got a nice retirement community. I'm going to just tell you a little bit about the boardwalk, I guess I did mention, if you've got a boat or you're thinking of getting a boat. And you know what? Today, bass fishing opens. So officially, we can fish for bass. Or if you go to the small rivers, you can catch a few trout. Anyways, what can I tell you about our deal of the week? We've got some new construction happening in Warminster, and it's called the Meadow Acres. So we're just outside Orillia, about 10 minutes. We've got a lovely new 1,500 square foot bungalow with triple car garage. The lot is 110 by 241, and that's a nice deep lot. And it actually backs on to some farmland. So that price would only be about $599 base cost. So come on up. I'll show you through a model. I'll talk about the area. And don't forget, in this area, we do have high-speed internet, municipal water, natural gas, and affordable taxes. So come on up, and I'll show you around. You can reach me at 1-800-357-4193, or you can even email homes@melaniemartin.com. I'm a country girl. Thanks.
Thank you, Melanie. Definitely, I enjoy being enticed by your deals 1 hour north of Toronto and look forward to hearing another one next week. I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood. You love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And now developer Harry Stinson joins us from Hamilton, 1 hour west of Toronto. Hours to discover now that stage 2 is open for Toronto. Good morning, Harry. Each week you try to educate us about the unique opportunities that you've created in Hamilton, to be more specific, Beasley Park Lofts. No one else I know of has created real estate investments where $40,000 or $50,000 actually get you some real estate and offer you a decent return. I know we could move there or you could do a turnkey, but I'd love to hear a little more. I know you usually spend an hour or two explaining to people and we only have a few minutes. So maybe you could repeat your invitation and let us know what Beasley Park Lofts in Hamilton have to offer. So good morning, Harry.
Hi there. Okay, yes. What's the message we have today? Well, I think that the question I'm getting a lot, you know, with this pandemic, what's happening with the market? I mean, is it collapsing? I mean, it's terrible what's going on out there. The surprising thing, perhaps, although I'm not terribly surprised, is that the real estate market is actually very strong. And in fact, in some ways, it's stronger than it was before. Simplistic analysis would be, well, people are bored and they got nothing to do. But that actually is true. And it relates to the same insight that saving rates have actually risen during the pandemic because people just don't have a place to spend it. And they don't have a lot of time, other things to put their attention on. So there actually is a surprising amount. We have had several listings, resale listings, and properties we have here in Hamilton, even in Toronto, and they've gone right away. The virtual tours, that I'm a little surprised at, but they have gone very, very quickly. In fact, faster. We posted a listing on a rental, and this is what ties into what I'm going to talk about with Beasley Park Lofts shortly and why Hamilton does actually have better upside than Toronto and better investment potential. We posted a listing on a rental on a building at Stinson School Lofts. It's a nice loft apartment, $1,800 a month. Well, first of all, the experts are going to tell you studies have shown that, you know, Hamilton average rental rate is blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, it's like the average, the story of a man who drowned in a river that was an average of 2 feet deep. Well, averages are always very misleading. Stinson School Loft and the buildings we do in general are character buildings. They're special and they attract a certain type of audience. So this unit, which is a one bedroom, very nice loft, one bedroom, $1,800 a month. That was on Friday. We posted it online. We have been buried in multiple offers, buried. I mean, just literally dozens and dozens of calls and emails and agents wanting to show it. And, of course, it's gone now. But that was very symptomatic. And these are good quality tenants. These were professionals. These were people you'd all say, wow, that's a good tenant. That's a good tenant. It was actually hard to make the decision. we have a rental building here that we're building at Gibson School Lofts. Again, it's a loft building. We have a variety of apartments in there, and they are loft, open plan apartments, you know, sort of place that people would think, oh, lofts there for starving artists and kids and so on. We have a variety from $1,200 to $2,200, when most of the corner classrooms, the classroom size ones, are $2,000 a month. They're all reserved, all of them. The $1,200 ones, the one bedrooms and studios, we have two reserved, two. Out of the whole portfolio, the demand is for the larger, more interesting units. And that's because the demographics in Hamilton are more professional than people would think. It's not unemployed steelworkers. It's healthcare. It's professionals. It's film business. It's technology. It's education. It's a very, very different community. And yet, you know, we have a project here, Beasley Park Lofts, that we're just putting on the market now. We have one-bedroom apartment starting at $219,000. That's 219. That's not the deposit. That's the price of the department. The apartment, not a big one, but it's high in the tower with a harbor view for 219. That will rent for $1,600 to $1,800 because of the building it's in and the location and the quality of it. You do not get those mathematics in Toronto. So I guess what I'd say to people is, you know, actually this is the time to, as you have the time, is look carefully at these alternatives. I remember when I was selling real estate individually in Toronto years ago, you know, client by client, and there was a fellow, we'll call him Dr. Bob, so as not to embarrass anybody. And Dr. Bob's passed away right now, but I like Dr. Bob. He was a decent guy, and he showed up at every open house, he came to every seminar, and he was very, very knowledgeable about the real estate market at that point in time. Dr. Bob showed up everywhere. And he always had really a very rational, thoughtful explanation as to why he was not going to act right now, because there would be a better value along shortly because of this, because of that, because the market was going to slow down, because there was too many on the market, because this, because that. I saw Dr. Bob for 20 years of various things, and then he unfortunately passed away. Never bought anything, never did anything, but he had a very thoughtful analysis of why it wasn't quite the right time to buy. It's not quite the right time to just jump in and buy anything by any means, not that silly. But Hamilton is a good place at a good time in a market that is surprisingly strong. So we encourage people to come and take a look at it. Just discover the city, you know, call us, drop into our office. We are actually open. People can come live and in person. We've got the time, and we don't allow crowds in the office at this point in time. So my email address directly is harrystinson100@gmail.com. That's my personal email address. The office telephone number here is 289-389-1377. We try and answer the phone, actually, real live person. I know it shocks people when you answer and say hello, and they're sort of spluttering like, oh, a person. We're here. And we're glad to show people through. Go on our website. It's stinsonproperties.com. Look for Beasley Park Lofts. That's Beasley Park Lofts in Hamilton. You'll be quite surprised at the rental opportunities here, the investment opportunities here. Not telling you rush down and move to Hamilton necessarily, but in terms of real estate investment, the numbers here make sense. And you should come take a look at them while you got the time. So that's my little sermon for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Harry. Tired of staying home? Niagara and Hamilton are in stage two, as is Toronto. One call, one email to Harry, and you'll not only meet Harry and learn more about Beasley Park Lofts and the opportunities he's created in Hamilton, all you have to do is call him at 289-389-1377 or email him at harrystinson100@gmail.com. Next, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell helps us ease our anxiety as we move forward. And then accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Total Access Center will share a happy story and more. I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Hi, I'm Harry Stinson. Do you want to invest in real estate, but not at Toronto prices? Do you want to get in at the ground floor? Do you wish you'd bought a suite at the Candy Factory Lofts or One King West? Well, check out our website at stinsonproperties.com and see where I'm investing now. That's stinsonproperties.com, and get in at the ground floor.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Week to week, Lori Bell, Senior Move Manager of Moving Seniors with a Smile, has been joining us and helped us navigate through these difficult times. Today is no exception. She's here and she's promised to ease our anxiety as we move forward. So good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. As Toronto and Peel have now joined most of the rest of the province in stage two, I'm seeing that relaxed restrictions are bringing a mixed bag emotionally to our clients. Of course, there are feelings of cautious optimism and relief that things are starting to open up again. But along with those feelings comes uncertainty about what lies ahead. It's normal to feel anxious when things are not certain, but we can do something about some of our anxieties. Typically, the people who use our services are part of the more than two-thirds of people in the province who happily continue to physically distance, wash their hands well and often, and when they do go out in public, are more comfortable doing so with a mask. Like me, they want to stay safe, not inadvertently carry the COVID virus to others, and do what they can do to keep themselves and their loved ones safe. Anxieties can increase, though, when we're not as sure about the potential actions of others. As public health experts learn more about the virus, their recommendations shift, and most of us are able to adjust our behaviors accordingly. But what happens when we turn on the TV or go to the store and see others without masks coming too close for comfort? We feel anxious and sometimes angry when we don't feel able to control our environment. When we're battling a fight or flight response, it can be tough to feel calm and carry on. Sometimes others seem to be taking chances that you don't feel comfortable taking. My advice is to stay in the know and make informed choices that feel right for you. We know it is seemingly safer to interact in outdoor settings than in indoor ones, but if you aren't comfortable with something, don't do it until you feel ready. Do what you need to do to help you feel safe. Feeling in control and feeling anxious are mutually exclusive. If you feel in control, you'll experience less anxiety. As we've opened up more in Ontario, I can tell you that going to get my hair cut and highlighted this week is a calculated risk I'm willing to take. Knowing that my stylist is conscientious and is following all the safety precautions is important to me. I acknowledge I'm taking some, probably minimal, level of risk to visit my salon, but that's okay. I made an informed choice. On the other side of the coin, though, I'll probably not avail myself of the opportunity to go to a mall. Honestly, I was not much of a mall shopper before the pandemic, and for me, the potential benefits would not outweigh the risks. Each of us can make our own decisions, and the fact that while most more things are open, we can pick and choose our spots as things move forward. Instead of thinking about the things that make us feel anxious, we can choose to focus on what makes us feel more in control. Take part in what you feel comfortable doing, and don't be afraid to set some boundaries. If you enjoy getting outside, choose to do that when there's less likely to be huge crowds. Ron and I like going for walks on the boardwalk, but we go early before the crowds set in. Focus on what brings you personally a sense of comfort and safety, and that way you get to find some joy in this summer and as things go on and we find our new normal. Experiencing some anxiety goes with the territory in 2020, but if you continue to heed the advice of public health and make informed decisions, you'll get through this. I often remind our clients they've gotten through tough stuff before, and they'll get through this too. I started working again with a client who I've been working with in late February and early March. She wants help as she downsizes, so she'll feel ready and able to make a move when the time is right. She trusts I'll continue to do everything in my power to keep us both safe. We offer tailored solutions for all of your downsizing and senior move management needs. And of course, I have a background in mental health support and crisis intervention. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we'll do everything possible to ease your anxieties as you move forward.
Thank you, Lori. And I look forward to hearing more from you next week. Accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center now joins us, and I'm sure he has a happy story for us and more. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, I've been working with a client for the past several months on securing funding for Ontario March of Dimes program. This program provides up to $15,000 for accessibility renovations. This program allows for people that have a substantial impairment and impedes your mobility. This means that your impairment restricts you from daily living activities. You also must hit the program's guidelines financially, which say you can't make more than $35,000 per year, and this is the money for the applicant, so it's not combined income. In my client's case, Doris, she has a severe case of arthritis and can no longer use her bathroom. Doris lives in a condo with a three-piece bathroom. She has a big soaker tub, a very low toilet, and a vanity that is very big and takes most of the space in the bathroom. As I mentioned before, Doris called Total Access Center approximately 6 months ago with these concerns and asked how she can address them. Ultimately, we needed to demolish the entire bathroom and start from scratch. This includes removing the big soaker tub that was just collecting dust since Doris had to sponge bathe, removing the old slippery flooring and replacing it with non-slip flooring, replacing her small toilet with a comfort toilet to make it easier to get on and off of, replacing her vanity with a small accessible vanity to open the space in the bathroom. Lastly, we would need to widen the door to make sure a walker or wheelchair can fit through the door in the future. That was our master plan, but in the meantime, we needed to supply Doris with simple solutions while we waited for the funding to come through. For the tub, we installed a transfer bench that has a sliding seat. So, when Doris needs to get into the bathtub, she can simply sit on this seat, which has two legs that sit outside the bathtub, so it doesn't get in the way. She can sit on the seat, push her legs over the tub and slide inside. So it reduces that risk of falling. It's a really good product for people with temporary fixes. For the toilet, we added a cushion raised toilet seat. So there's no installation needed. You just add this cushion on top of your existing toilet and it adds about 3 or 4 inches depending on which one you get. So it makes it easier to get on and off of. And we also installed tub safety rails. So these rails are secured to your actual toilet and they're like 2 extra arms. So if you ever need to get up off your toilet and there's nothing around, you grab these handles and it makes it a lot easier for you to get on and off of the toilet. So we installed those as well. And for the small doorway, we simply removed the door completely. Since Doris has the luxury of having her own master bathroom, privacy wasn't really a concern. So we were able to do that and that helped immensely for her. And lastly, on the floor, we put adhesive strips. So it gives extra traction when going inside the bathroom, especially if you have those very shiny porcelain tiles. They're very slippery when wet. So she happened to have these tiles. So we just put down a bunch of these adhesive strips that adds grip. And that's a very temporary solution. They don't last very long term. You'll have to replace them every few months as they'll come up off the floor. But when we need things for temporary for a few months, you know, that's what we'd use. So all of these products that I discussed, this is what got Doris by for the last 6 months. And finally, these past 2 weeks, we actually got to work on this job and everything I was talking about came to life. We did the demolition. We took out that old tub and we put that walk-in shower in. So now there's actually no step going into a shower. We've created a no barrier for her to use, and it's easier for her to get inside and outside of her shower because having that little step, even if it's 2 inches, is a barrier and tripping hazard. When we can reduce it so there's nothing, that's the best, and that should always be the goal, whether it's for accessibility or just for anybody that's looking to renovate. Nobody uses steps and curbs anymore. They just get in the way, and when you do need to use them, it's a fortune to actually fix it because you can't just cut a curb. You actually have to redo your entire shower, unfortunately. We also put in that new vanity. So it opened up the space. We retiled the floor and we made it look beautiful. We also widened that door. So everything is coming to life now. And if anybody wants to see what this actually looks like, we are finishing it actually this coming Monday. So just about done. We're going to post everything that we have done on Facebook. So if you go to our Facebook page, Total Access Center, just type it in the search field at the top. You can look at everything that we've done, not just this job. But if you want to follow along with us, see the process, see everything we've done behind the wall, because that's just as important as what's in front of the wall, because we waterproof and we make sure our showers last. So that's for anybody that wants to see it. Go to Facebook and just type in Total Access Center. And for anybody that wants to do an assessment or learn more about the March of Dimes funding, I can bring an application with me. You can call me directly, 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409. You can ask me any questions you have about accessibility. It doesn't just have to be the bathroom. It can be anywhere in the home. If you're having trouble accessing the entrance of your house, we can add railings. We can add ramps. We can pretty much do it all. If you need accessibility, we are the place to come to. So I will mention one last time, 647-206-6409, and I will help you as much as I can with your problems at home.
Thank you, Daniel. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. And I know anyone who calls you today will get all the information they need, not just from your mind, but from your heart. And I look forward to hearing a happy story again next week. Bye for now.
Take care. Thanks.
Time once again to say goodbye until next Saturday. Firstly, a huge thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers for all you've done and continue to do. And thank you to Carlos and the production team for making the show possible. And thank you to all the From a Woman's Perspective team for sharing their knowledge and expertise and being there to answer our questions when we ask them. And thank you to you for joining me and the team and for being part of all our efforts to defeat COVID and trying to live our best each day. Thankfully, we're not alone. We can reach out to one another. And I remind you that you can reach out to me or any of my team by phone or email or plan a visit. It starts with logging on to my website, marylins.ca. That's marylins.ca. Click on Zoomer Radio, and then the sponsor expert list will be there for you. Feel free to connect with any of us, ask your questions, educate yourself, and be empowered to be in charge of your life and resolve to make informed decisions. Never doubt that you make a difference and keep working to make your time count and live each day the best you can. Please feel free to call me at 416-504-6777. It will ring many times. But eventually you'll hear my voice and you'll be able to leave your message and phone number and I will respond. Next Saturday, Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group will give us investment strategies. Dorothy Mazzeau of Golden Girls Canada will explain more about home sharing. Dr. Betty Rosendahl and Dr. Vivian Brown will give us health tips. And Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto will give us tips to hear our best. Plus, you'll enjoy tips and happy stories from others of the team. So plan to join us next Saturday. In the meantime, you count. Stay well and be safe and enjoy your day and have an amazing week until we talk again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. All the best to you. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.